Step back in time to the 1850s here at Beecher Hall, the first college building in Illinois. Bordered by prairie grass to the east and a huge virgin timber to the west, Beecher Hall was the center of the college and of intellectual discourse in this region. Oh, here come the students, faculty, and others making their way to the hall for a debate on the topic of slavery. Let's join them.
Hi there, I'm John, and welcome to Beecher Hall at Illinois College, home of the Sigma Pi Literary Society.
And the Phi Alpha Society. Just in case you're not familiar with literary societies, our members have weekly meetings for orations, readings, and for giving speeches. We also discuss and debate the current events of the day. Of course, since this is a college campus, there is a social aspect as well.
The literary societies at Illinois College began about well over 10 years ago, back in the 1840s. The societies really contribute to the intellectual atmosphere of Jacksonville. That's important because we are still part of the Western frontier.
Beecher Hall, the structure before you, is like an outpost of education. It was the first college building erected in the state of Illinois. Construction began on Beecher in 1829. The activities of this college and some of the things that have happened in this building have helped to shape the attitudes in this area against slavery.
In fact, we're just getting ready to have a debate on the subject of slavery.
Illinois College is quite the haven of activity for anti-slavery. Most of us think it's time for it to end. I understand you're interested in Mr. Lincoln and his connection with us.
You probably know that Abraham Lincoln never went to college, but he is a friend of this school. As a young man, Lincoln worked for a Mrs. Green over in New Salem. Mrs. Green's sons attended Illinois College. When they returned home on breaks, Lincoln would read their textbooks. Lincoln has often said that he learned grammar from the textbook of those Green boys. Remember that the next time you see a picture of Lincoln reading under a tree or by candlelight, you can bet that book he's reading probably came from Illinois College.
Not only did Lincoln learn the basics of grammar through us, but I'd say the ideas of Illinois College have influenced him as well. He's accepted invitations to speak in Jacksonville several times. In fact, earlier this year, Phi Alpha sponsored the lecture Mr. Lincoln delivered at the Congregational Church, entitled Discoveries and Inventions.
While innovation was the topic of that address, Lincoln's visits to Jacksonville no doubt surely included discussions of slavery, as it is the living issue of the day. There are many at this college who support ending slavery. The halls of this very building are filled with debate on that topic.
We like to think maybe we've helped to shape Mr. Lincoln's thoughts on the topic. In fact, we've made Mr. Lincoln an honorary member of both literary societies.
Hey, we gotta go. The debate is about to start. You there, thanks for visiting us in Beecher Hall, and come back again soon sometime. Maybe we'll have a chance to tell you more about Lincoln's visits to Jacksonville.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, it's time we get started.
Abraham Lincoln here. I have many fond memories of the people of Illinois College. Besides learning a great deal from the textbooks of the Green Boys, my ideas of anti-slavery were influenced by my discussions with the students and professors. Illinois College was one of the state's prime intellectual centers. Its influence could never be adequately calculated. Suffice it to say, we all owe it a debt of gratitude for the strong moral influence it exercised in the days leading up to the Civil War.
This recording is part of the audio series Voices of Jacksonville. For more information and other site locations, contact the Jacksonville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau at 217-243-5678 or on the web at www.lincolninjacksonville.com.